Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace, I'm Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing renewable energy, especially the following three key takeaways. Renewable energy stands out as one of the main stock market success stories of 2020. The 2021 correction has essentially been triggered by inflation expectations. Fundamentally, the sector's long-term growth prospects remain intact. Let's start with 2020 success story. The sector's main benchmark, the S&P Global Clean Energy Index, rose by over 140% in US dollar terms last year. This increase in value compares with an uptick of just over 16% for the MSCI ACWI Index and a contraction of over 30% for the energy sector in the same period. Renewable energy is not a new theme, so what exactly could have caused this sudden appreciation? The cost of solar and wind power, already in steady decline over the past few years, have fallen further, making them more competitive compared with fossil fuels. This is particularly true of solar energy, which has seen its cost decrease by 80% over the last 10 years. Government policies, such as recovery plans in many European countries, have included a substantial shift toward green investment. Additionally, the EU has set an ambitious target for carbon neutrality by 2050 in the shape of the European Green Deal that will require a significant move towards renewable energy in order to become a reality. On September 22nd, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced his government's intention to have carbon emissions peak before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. This statement signals the potential beginning of a more balanced approach between fossil fuels and clean energy. The US elections have fueled expectations for climate policy to be implemented into federal government action, including rejoining the Paris Agreement, pledging to invest around $2 trillion US dollars in green energy, and targeting net zero emissions across the entire economy by 2050. Looking now at 2021 correction. Between January 1st and March 16, 2021, the S&P Global Clean Energy Index dropped by 11% in US dollar terms. This compares with a performance of plus 5% for the MSCI ACWI Index and plus 27% for the energy sector in the same period. This market rotation has been prompted mainly by a sharp increase in inflation expectation related to the opening up trade, which is likely to be seen in the second part of 2021 once vaccinations achieve sufficient scale. This price action has an explicit influence on the valuation of different types of shares by raising the discount rate, which impacts growth companies, including the renewable energy sector, whilst making companies that have a large proportion of their present value represented by near-term cash flow, for example, value companies, more attractive. In this context, we believe it is useful to look at the performance of renewable energy since the beginning of 2020 to March 16, 2021. The S&P Global Clean Energy delivered 114% versus minus 13% for the MSCI World Energy Sector Index. In this third section, we will see the long-term growth prospects. Investors with long memories may well recall the debacle of the previous solar power cycle that ended in a string of bankruptcies followed by a seemingly endless years of poor profitability for the entire sector. Compared with that experience, a few things have fundamentally changed for the better, most notably the fact that climate policy is at the top of the political agenda in most parts of the developed world, meaning that investment in renewable is due to increase. Moreover, the renewable industry has consolidated globally, putting the sector's current players on a firmer financial footing than in previous years. All in all, 2020 has been a pivotal year for the renewable industry, making the start of a new cycle as well as the reassessment of how we produce energy. This development chimes with global efforts to decarbonize the power system that are already underway. In other words, the shift to renewable has acquired a dynamic that goes beyond the technological and regulatory aspects that have been on investors' minds in the past. Conclusion: the pressure to green the globe is not about to ease. Climate change is being addressed both from the bottom up by individuals, corporate and cities, as well as from the top down by the United Nations and national and regional governments. The world's three major economic entities, the US, Western Europe and China, are keen to make progress, and we believe this will have profound implications for investors and once again confirm the relevance of impact investing as a tool to address this issue in a constructive way. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.